Time magazine featured it. Life magazine photographed it. People everywhere stayed home to hear it. And here is your chance if you missed it. Presenting the College Quiz Bowl with Alan Ludden as master of the quiz. Because of unprecedented interest in these exciting contests between college teams of four from coast to coast, the National Broadcasting Company is rebroadcasting the best games of this unusual series. And so tonight, by transcription, you will hear the girls from Mount Holyoke College fight it out with the University of Notre Dame from their respective campuses at South Hadley, Massachusetts, and Notre Dame, Indiana. And now, let's meet the teams. First, the team members from Notre Dame.
Pat DePasquale, Somerville, Massachusetts.
Frank Newman, Brooklyn, New York.
Jack Doherty, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Jim Cantrell, Lexington, Kentucky.
Charles Chan of Station WMAQ in Chicago will be the Notre Dame referee. And here's the fair quartet from Mount Holyoke.
Betsy Witters, Summit, New Jersey.
Mara Mullins, Birmingham, Alabama.
Barbara Clickstein, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ellen Richards, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
The Mount Holyoke referee is Jim Strong of Station WTIC in Hartford.
Now, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to enter. When the University of Notre Dame signals, you'll hear... And when Mount Holyoke College signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt the toss-up question before I finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. And that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up. And may I tell you at the beginning, the bonus question, the first bonus question tonight is worth 30 points. Here's the toss-up that might earn it for you. The chief engineer of the Panama Canal Commission, a well-known president of the American Tobacco Company, and a very famous... Mount Holyoke.
Barbara
Christine. They're all named after George Washington.
Right, for 10 points. You interrupted the question, I will ask. I was going to ask, in a very famous agricultural research scientist, all had the same first two names for 10 points. What are those two names? And you said George Washington. George Washington Girthles, George Washington Hill, George Washington Carver. All right, Mount Holyoke, here's your 30-point bonus that you earned by guessing what I was going to ask. You work as a team, you know, on a bonus question. In literature, you know, various characters have sometimes been sentenced with peculiar punishments. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to name the following characters. First of all, she was condemned to wear a scarlet A on her breast.
Oh, that was in a scarlet letter by Hawthorne.
Hezebel.
I want her name.
Hester.
That's her first name.
Prim.
Hester. That's Prim. Right. Hester Prynne, right, for 10 points. Now, tell me who this is. He was condemned in Hades to forever try to roll a stone.
That was Sisyphus.
That's right, for 10 points. She says Sisyphus, you notice. All right. He was imprisoned in a maze of his own construction.
Oh, the Pool of Minotaur?
No, Minotaur.
No, he was imprisoned. He was imprisoned in a maze of his own construction.
Oh.
He was himself imprisoned there by a king. Time is called. Daedalus, who contrived the labyrinth of Crete, and he was himself imprisoned there by King Minos. He built his own prison.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go with a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What wildflower might remind you of the Cinderella fairy tale? Notre Dame.
Jim Cantrell.
A lady slipper.
Right, for 10 points, Jim. Okay, I didn't expect Notre Dame to get that one. Let you know. Here we go, the bonus question, Notre Dame, worth 30 points. It's a bonus question that's going to test your knowledge of natural history and your knowledge of geography. You got to kind of think this out here. For 10 points apiece, work as a team and identify, first of all, the island or island group that has the same name as a kind of finch.
Kind of what?
The Canary Islands, isn't it?
That's right, the Canary Islands. That's right. F-I-N-C-H it was. All right. Now, name the Mediterranean island or island groups
the name of which sounds like the same, or sounds the same, as a kind of evergreen tree. The name of which sounds the same as a kind of evergreen tree, a Mediterranean island or island group.
Papyrus, Cyprus.
Cyprus.
Did I hear Cyprus?
Cyprus.
Cyprus, right, for 10 points. The island or island group that has the same name as a kind of small, stocky horse.
Shetland Islands,
right, for 10 points. Okay, now before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Roger?
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 20 minutes to go, Notre Dame has 40 points, Mount Holyoke has 30 points. And back to another toss-up, Alan.
And coming up is a 30-point musical bonus. That's the one you might earn if you get this toss-up. Here it is, for 10 points. Listen carefully. For 10 points, state the scientific law that Archimedes discovered when he... Notre Dame.
Jim Cantrell.
I think you're going to ask for Archimedes' law of flotation. That is, a body will sink until it displaces its own weight of water, and then it will float.
That is right for 10 points. Is that right, Mr. Reagan? Is that right? Archimedes, law of flotation. I didn't have flotation in my card here, but that's all right. You got a 30-point musical bonus by knowing that, Notre Dame. Now, you know these people. Their names are all song titles. You're going to get 10 points apiece if you'll tell us who they are. First...
That's my Bill, I think.
Bill, right, for 10 points. All right, who's this?
Jim. Laura.
Right, Laura. Okay, who's this?
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
Davy Crockett.
Right, for 10 points. You got all of them. Score of time, Roger.
Right now, we have 18 and a half minutes to go. Notre Dame has 80, and Mount Holyoke has 30, Alan.
And a 30-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. According to Rudyard Kipling, and for 10 points, who are sisters under their skin? Mount Holyoke.
Barbara Clickstein.
The Colonel's Lady and Sadie O'Grady.
All right, I'll accept it. Judy O'Grady, Sadie O'Grady, we got the last names. The Colonel Lady, you got the form. Very good. You got a 30-point bonus. Here you are, Mount Holyoke. In American history, men have had quite different reactions to the possibility of their being nominated for president. Now, for 10 points apiece, identify the men who either accepted or rejected presidential candidacy in the following words. First... I do not choose to run.
Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge, right. Speak up, I want to hear you. Okay, my hat's in the ring, the fight is on, and I'm...
Alfred E. Smith?
And I'm stripped to the buff.
Smith?
No.
Oh, God.
Cleveland?
I miscalled another virile guy by the name of Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, no.
Roosevelt. Okay, who said this? If nominated, I will not accept. If elected, I will not serve.
Eisenhower.
No.
Oh, Stevenson?
No.
Wilson.
No. William Sherman.
Gadzooks.
That's a very famous quote, as a matter of fact. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, we have 17 minutes to go, Gadzooks. Notre Dame has 80, Mount Holyoke has 50, Alan.
Gadzooks didn't say any of them.
Well, she did.
Here we go with a 40-point bonus coming up, a 40-pointer coming up. Here's your toss-up. Pascal said that if her nose had been a little shorter... Mount Holyoke.
Barbara Clickstein.
Cleopatra.
Right, Cleopatra. You interrupted the toss-up question. Let me read it for the benefit of the audience. Pascal said that if her nose had been a little shorter, the whole face of the world would have been changed. For 10 points, who was she? And it was Cleopatra. Here's your bonus question, Mount Holyoke. I'm going to read you... Now, listen, on a bonus question, you've got plenty of time, so let me read it all, will you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the opening sentences of four famous novels. For 10 points apiece, you're to identify the title of each work and its author. You got that? The title and the author.
Right.
Here are the opening lines. First of all, in that part of the western division of this kingdom, which is commonly called Somersetshire, there lately lived and perhaps lives still a gentleman whose name was Alworthy.
Oh, that's Tom. It's Tom Jones by Fielding.
Right, for 10 points. All right. I was born in the year 1632 in the city of York, of a good family, though not of that country, my father being a foreigner of Bremen who settled first at Hull.
That's Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay. It is this day 348 years, 6 months, and 19 days since the good people of Paris were awakened by a grand peal from all the bells in the three districts of the Cité, the Université, and the Ville.
Oh. 300... It isn't Tale of Two Cities, is it?
Dickens, The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Hugo?
Right, for 10 points. Hunchback of Notre Dame by Hugo. Okay, here's your last one. An unassuming young man was traveling in midsummer from his native city of Hamburg to Davos Platz in the canton of Cresson on a 3 weeks visit.
Oh, Gad.
Is that...
That's what I said.
Is that William Tell? Is it Eichel? Is it... No. What'd you say, Alan?
It's Magic Mountain by Thomas Mann. All right. No, okay, we're scoring time now, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 15 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke is climbed into the lead with 90 points. Notre Dame trails by 10 with 80.
All right, and I'll tell you this much. Here's a musical toss-up for you coming up and a 40-point bonus in the offing. This is a musical toss-up to test your familiarity with great operatic arias. You are to signal now as soon as you can tell us the opera from which this aria is taken. Notre Dame.
Jim Cantrell.
La Tosca.
Right. Tosca. And he's 40 points. Boy, this is a tough one, too. This is a 40-point bonus. Notre Dame, if you traveled by boat from Athens, Greece, to Odessa, Russia, you would pass through 5 bodies of water. Now, I'm going to give you 5 points for each of these bodies of water that you can name, and you'll get 40 points if you name all 5.
The Aegean?
Right.
The Mediterranean?
No, the Bosporus.
Right.
The Sea of Marmora.
Right.
The Dardanelles.
Right.
And the Black Sea.
Right, you got all 40 points. For goodness sake. You got all... Who was that? Who was that? Who was that that listed them off? Chuck? Francis?
That was Jim Cantrell.
Boy, Jim, you did a good job there. All right, scoring time now, Rod.
Right now, 13 and a half minutes to go. Notre Dame has 130, Mount Holyoke has 90, Allen.
And I got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Recently, during a serious congressional debate, a representative quoted Lewis Carroll, quote, "Alice asked the White Queen for some jam. The White Queen stated, jam? Jam yesterday, jam tomorrow, but never jam today." Now, for 10 points, what was the subject of the House debate? Notre Dame.
Frank Newman.
Question over the tariff.
Can you take it, Mount Holyoke?
The atomic energy? Richard.
No, dear, it was the pay raise for Congress.
Oh.
In other words, jam for the members. All right, we still got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. She called Orestes' brother. Iphigen. Mount Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Electra.
Right, for 10 points. Iphigenia, sister, and for 10 points, who was she? All right, here's your 30-point bonus that you earned by that. You know, it's correct to say a herd of cattle.
Yeah.
And a flock of sheep. Now, when referring to a group of these animals, of course. Now, for 5 points apiece, what is the correct collective noun other than, and understand that, other than herd or flock, to use in referring to a group of each of the following? 5 points apiece. Quail.
Covey.
Right. Shad.
School.
Right. Wolves.
Pack.
Right. Lions.
Oh, lion, pear? But they
no,
too.
Pride. Pride.
Right.
Geese.
Oh, that's flock, too.
No, other than herd or flock.
Groups?
With this, I wouldn't know. Gaggle is the word. Whales.
What was that one?
Whales. Other than flock or herd.
Would that be school?
I'll accept school. It is also gam.
Oh, that's the whistle for the halftime break. And before we continue with tonight's game, I'd like to remind you that the contest you are hearing actually took place last February. And so questions and allusions to current events then are not so current now. But they are included to make this rebroadcast game complete. Now, with 8.5 minutes to go, the score, Notre Dame 130, Mount Holyoke 120, back to the game and our master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
A musical bonus is coming up next. Here's your toss-up. 30-point musical bonus. This is the toss-up that might win it for you. Listen carefully. If Margarita Carmen Cancino, Norma Jean Baker, and Leslie Towns Hope were to get together to talk shop, what occupation... Mount Holyoke.
Betsy Winters.
Movies.
Why? You're right. They're 10 points.
They're all the first names of the names of actresses before they took their present names.
Oh, is that so? Well, you got the right answer for 10 points. Marguerite Cancino is who?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Rita Hayworth. Norma Jean Baker is...
That's Lana Turner, isn't
no,
it?
No, that's Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
I got news for you.
Pretty close.
Leslie Town Hope is Bob Hope.
Okay,
but you still earned a 30-point bonus for Mount Holyoke. And it's now Mark's time around the quiz bowl. Sousa marches, to be exact. We're going to play three famous Sousa marches, and all you've got to do is give me the title of each for 10 points apiece. First...
Washington Post?
No.
Tales of the Chief?
No. Time is called El Capitan. El Capitan.
Oh,
all right, now what's the name of this famous Sousa march?
Tales of the Chief?
That Tales of the Chief?
No.
Washington Post march?
No.
What else did we say
before? Semper Fidelis. Semper Fidelis. All right, what's the name of this one?
Oh, Stars and Stripes Forever.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay, here we go. What's scoring time, Rod?
We have 6.5 minutes to go. Notre Dame has 130 points. Mount Holyoke has 140 points.
Boy, this is close. Here's a 30-point bonus coming up. A 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's a toss-up. For 10 points, complete the following poetic sentence by Longfellow. And the night shall be filled... Mount Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
And as silent, and as silently as the end...
Can you take it, Notre Dame? I'll penalize you 5 points. Penalizing you 5 points, Mount Holyoke. I repeat it all for Notre Dame. 10 points. Complete the following poetic sentence by Longfellow. And the night shall be filled with music, and the cares that infest the day
shall fold their tents like the Arabs and as silently steal away.
Right to the word for 10 points. Here's a 30-point bonus, Notre Dame. Now, listen carefully. If I ask you to pay careful attention to the 16th and 17th letters of the Roman alphabet, you would understand, I'm sure, that I meant mind your P's and Q's. You got it? You would after a while, I mean. Okay. Now, for 10 points apiece, what do I mean to say in each of the following cases? Do not interrogate me. I shall not prevaricate.
Ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies.
Right, for 10 points. It is impossible to extract a certain kind of fluid from
you
the...
You can't get blood from a... Excuse me.
Go ahead. What you
can't
say?
Get blood from a stone.
No, let me finish it. It is impossible to extract a certain kind of fluid from the thick edible root of a biennial herb.
A turnip.
Right, can't get blood from a turnip. All right. Fabricate fodder during the time that the luminous celestial body emits rays of light.
Could you repeat
make hay when the sun shines?
That's right. For 10 points.
Right now, Alan, we have 5 minutes to go. Notre Dame has 170. Mount Holyoke has 135.
Coming up is a 20-point bonus that you might turn into a 40-pointer. Here's the toss-up. For 10 points... What phrase originated as a typing exercise might serve Notre Dame?
Jim Cantrell.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Penalize you 5 points. Repeat the question for Holyoke. You did not quote it word for word. For 10 points, what phrase originated as a typing exercise might serve equally well as a slogan for either the Democratic or Republican parties?
Betsy Winters.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party.
Now, wait a minute.
The party.
All right, on the article, you let it go. All right, you'll get accepted for 10 points. Here's your 20-point bonus. It could turn into a 40-pointer, Mount Holyoke. The state of Tennessee gave the United States 3 19th-century presidents. We'll give you 20 points if you can name 2 of these 3 presidents, and you'll earn 40 points if you can name all 3. But listen, I want you to discuss your answers out loud and then decide quickly on the 3 you're to give me, because I'll accept only 3.
Well, one of them was Jackson.
Work as a team.
Jackson.
Was it Polk? Polk.
All right, now, are you ready? Give me your 3, please.
Oh, one was Jackson.
Yes.
One was
Pope. We'll say Pope.
That's right for 20
and
points.
And the other was 19th century, you said?
Yes.
The other was it Buchanan?
No, it was Johnson, but you
John
got 20
Johnson.
Points out of it. Jackson, Johnson, and Polk. All right, scoring time now, Roger.
There's now 165 apiece, a tie at this moment.
A tie? Here we go with a 20-point bonus coming. How much to go?
2.5 minutes to go.
All right, 2 minutes to go. Okay, here we go. For 10 points, what famous fictional terrapin defended the different branches of arithmetic as ambition, distraction, uglification, and derision? Montolio.
Betsy Withers.
The Mock Turtle and Alice in Wonderland?
Right, for 10 points. Okay, here we go. Now, Mount Holyoke, you know the next holiday that we all have to look forward to is Easter. This year, Easter falls on April 10th. For 20 points, tell us how the date of Easter is set for any one year.
40 days from the date of Lent.
No, it is. It is the. I'll tell you. It is the first Sunday after the full moon in after the vernal equinox.
That's right, for 20 points. The first Sunday falls after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. Okay, here we go with a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. A city in Alabama, a city in Georgia, and a city in Illinois all have the same name. This name is also the last name of a famous American naval hero. Mount Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Farragut.
Okay, wait. Penalize him 5 points. I'll repeat the question for Notre Dame. A city in Alabama, a city in Georgia, and a city in Illinois all have the same name. This name is also the last name of a famous American naval hero. For 10 points, what's the name?
Jim Decatur.
Decatur, right, for 10 points. Here you go with a 20-point bonus for Notre Dame. It's a 2-part quick bonus on current events. For 10 points apiece, I want you to tell me the news story behind these names. First of all, Hayes Allen Jenkins. The news story behind his name. Who is he? What did he do? He won this men's world championship in figure skating for the third time in a row at Vienna recently. All right. The news story behind this name, Kipak Spearnot. You know it? He's the 65-pound snuffling, low-legged best of the show at the Westminster Kennel Club show. Scoring time, Roger.
Alan, we don't have any time. There's the whistle. We were watching the clock as we went along, and the game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl is tonight 175 points for the University of Notre Dame and 190 points for the winner, Mount Holyoke College. To each member of the Notre Dame team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Mount Holyoke College will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Mount Holyoke will return next week to compete in the new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Well, I want to congratulate Mount Holyoke, and I want to say to you four men from Notre Dame, you gave those girls a tough fight, and you could have beat by 5 points for that last bonus. Chuck Doherty, Francis Newman, Patsy Pasquale, and Jim Cantrell, you were great, and I'm sure Notre Dame's proud of you. We all are. Now, next week, Mount Holyoke meets, and the following weeks, we're going to have here varsity scholars from many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So, won't you be with us again next week and every week here for an exciting quiz game in the College Quiz Bowl. This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
Referees tonight were Charles Chan of Station WMAQ in Chicago for Notre Dame and Jim Strong of WTIC in Hartford for Mount Holyoke. Listen to the transcribed College Quiz Bowl next week when Mount Holyoke meets Colgate University and they come up against this question.
What, according to Benjamin Franklin, are the only two things in this world that are sure?
Well, what do you think the answer is? Which team do you think will win? Tune in next week for the answers to both of these questions. And join us for all the other rebroadcasts of the most exciting games in this famous series. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Forbes and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.
Monitor takes you everywhere each weekend on NBC Radio.